Lowe's knows that saving time on the job is important. That's why we offer same-day delivery on top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, Cabot, and Purdy. Saving you time to get more done. Lowe's. We help. You save. Order by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Next day delivery for later orders. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms and exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/paint for more details.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, this comes by way of Fox 13. This is kind of a crazy story. So apparently, Polk County deputies, they shot and killed an armed man who was attacked by an alligator while he was swimming across the lake. And then he charged at the deputies with a pair of garden shears and then tried to grab a gun from one of the patrol vehicles. And, I mean, I know there's a lot here. So it was in Lakeland, Florida, and he was armed with garden shears. 42-year-old Timothy Scholes, and this was Monday morning. He swam across a lake right before deputies arrived, and then he charged at them with garden shears after trying to take a gun from a patrol vehicle. They were searching for him just before 6 a.m. after they got called in by a convenience store clerk that reported on him. And the residents of a nearby neighborhood, they called the sheriff's office. This was the second report on the guy. They said there's a man out here swimming in an alligator infested lake. And they tried to throw him a life preserver, and he was said to have growled at the neighbors when they tried to help him. And apparently, several witnesses told deputies that there was an alligator that was spotted swimming towards him as he was swimming across the lake. And he emerged from the lake. He apparently got bit by a gator while he was in the lake. He was walking between houses holding a pair of garden shears. And then he tried to use a brick to break into another resident's truck. And they said that, this is what Grady Judd said. He said, quote, "The fact that he was bitten by an alligator significantly and still continued his rampage is shocking. But if you're on enough meth, the person you see is not the person that's attacking." So apparently he was methed up out of his mind. They did finally take him into custody. They were going to get him into custody. They were trying to, and he charged at them with shears and tried to break into a car, and they had to shoot. I mean, can you imagine? First off, he got bit by a gator in an alligator-infested lake and still swam out. I don't even know. So, a Florida man who shot and poisoned dolphins was sentenced to 1 month. What? Yeah. A Florida man who shot dolphins and poisoned them, he was sentenced to just 30 days in prison and a year of supervised release. The 31-year-old Zachary Barfield shot the bottlenose dolphins and then used poisoned bait. He got mad because they were eating from his charter fishing clients. And he shot at five of them, killing one of them, and then used poisoned bait on dozens more during outings from Panama City. And they said that he fed about 24 to 70 dolphins poison-laden bait fish. Yeah, and they said that there were all kinds of tips going in on him that he was killing wildlife. So, what a jerk. Take his license. Yeah, I wouldn't want him operating a charter. No way. Absolutely not. I wouldn't want to go on any boat that guy's driving. Good heavens. Let's see. This is in Oakland Park. I'm going to pull this up. A Wendy's restaurant in South Florida. It was badly damaged by a vehicle. Vehicle ran right into the Wendy's. And apparently, it was a Wendy's employee who was behind the wheel of the vehicle that ran into the Wendy's. No injuries were reported. They go, "It's unclear what caused the employee to crash into the restaurant." Is it, though? Is it unclear? I mean, it's early, or late at night or early in the morning, depending on how you look at it, and they drive into a Wendy's. Okay, yeah, sure. For our partners that bring you the program, it's our friends at All Family Pharmacy. All Family Pharmacy is a great Great business. I love them because they make it so easy to get medications that you need. It takes 2 to 4 days or overnight in a pinch. I mean, it's super fast, super affordable, no insurance, no problem, straightforward pricing, online ordering. The shipping is fast. You can get your everyday maintenance medications. You can get your antibiotics, the ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Convenience is everything, and they assist you in taking control of your health. You can order a 1-year supply of essential medicines for like diabetes treatments, cholesterol, blood pressure, so you can skip last minute pharmacy runs. And everything is made in the USA. They don't mess with stuff that include precursors from China or anywhere else. You can rest easy knowing that your stuff is made right here in the US of A. High quality of standards and safety. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. I use this personally and get 10% off with promo code Dana10. Don't wait. Be prepared. Protect yourself and your family today. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
Lowe's knows that saving time on the job is important. That's why we offer same-day delivery on top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, Cabot, and Purdy. Saving you time to get more done. Lowe's. We help. You save. Order by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Next day delivery for later orders. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms and exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/paint for more details. Lowe's knows painting isn't just a project, it's your profession. And when buying in volume, savings matter. That's why my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get 20% off eligible brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot after your paint spend reaches $3,000. Lowe's, we help, you save. Excludes spray paint and mist tint. Discount applies to future qualifying paint purchases after $3,000 annual spend. Annual spend resets 1/1/26. More terms and conditions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This was very interesting, and I'm going to wait for Juan to get this video up, because he was arriving in Vietnam, and he was getting ready. He was waiting for the door. They were opening the door, and then he was going to deplane going down the steps. And as they open the door, his wife shoves him in the face, and he just looked stunned. It was like watching a Jacques Tati film. I felt like I was watching, like, some ironic French deep dive film where they mock politicians. And then he's like, oh my gosh, the door's open. I feel like he didn't know that. And he turned and looked and went, oui, oh, bonjour, oh, slap, slap. I totally did get some Pepe Le Pew vibes, but that was kind of, now everybody has been Zapruder analyzing these moves. So his wife, that was his wife, Brigitte Macron, who did this, right? So she slaps him. Is that a slap or a shove?
That's a shove.
They were trying to say that it was a playful moment. And I'm like, no, sorry, it's not. I mean, her fingers were in his mouth.
Right.
In his dirty socialist mouth. Does that look like playful to you?
It seems like she would have followed through and the smiles. You know what I mean? Then you would have seen both of them in that shot. But instead, he's like, oh, wait, let me wave at the camera here. Hey, guys.
He was surprised. He was completely surprised that that everybody saw it. And they were trying to say, oh, well, it was, it was just they were joking around. That's what his people said officially, that it shows that they were joking around. I don't know. So she was 40 when he was 15. And she was a teacher and he was a student. In fact, he was in the same grade as her daughter. He was a classmate of her daughter. And she divorced her husband in 2006 and married Macron in 2007. And they've been married for a little while now, but it's right, Kane. Dude.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's some uncomfortable math.
That was in high school. They met in high school. Now, reverse the sexes for a moment. This is why I bring this up. She also wears the wrong shade of foundation for her skin tone. She looks orange and her ears look pale. You can't do that. You can't, especially when, it's like a warm tone and you have a cool blonde. Why are you doing this? Sorry, I just had to do it. They married in 2007. And I don't know. I'm just analyzing all of this stuff. I feel like she's the power in this relationship. Well, I mean, that's her daughter's classmate. And she was 40, he was 15. And his parents, Emmanuel Macron's parents, thought he was seeing Brigitte Macron's daughter. And then when they found out that he actually had hots for teacher, they sent him to a boarding school. So what that suggests to me is suggests there was something happening in school. That's what I think. They've never said as much, but it does definitely raise some issues there. And they've done a couple of interviews about it. They've been very tight with how much information that they give out. But I mean, I don't know. So they ended up getting married and they've, you know, but that my whole point in bringing that up is to see her shove him in the face like that, even if they were joking. I don't know. To me, that doesn't look like joking around. That looks like her being very forceful and bossy. I feel like she has the control in that relationship and she kind of pushes him around. Whether or not he would ever admit it, maybe he likes being pushed around. I think people define happiness and strength differently from others. But that's not joking. I mean, if I were him, I don't know. I mean, I don't believe in hitting women, but I would give a little credence to Ike Turner here in this response. Just saying, don't be hitting people if you don't want to get hit. That's the side look at it. So he's like, oh, hello. Oh, bonjour. Oui, oui. Oh, oh, the people. Oh, that's.
He just had a little schmutz right about there. That's all it was. She was just getting that off his face.
If you were joking around with your wife who was 25 years older than you, Kane, and cougared you while you were in high school, would you think that was a joking move right there?
She probably couldn't reach my face, but the joking thing would be like slapping somebody in the arm or hitting them in the chest or whatever. Stop it. You're, you know, playful, but putting your hands in their face? Like,
I don't think she's a dude, and I'm not going to pretend for... Yeah, I don't think she's a dude. No, I'm just saying out loud. Oh, I was thinking...
Okay.
While you were telling me that, I was like, and then it made me think, you know, I mean, it was pretty forceful.
Yeah. So I don't, in the face, that's not a playful move. Like slapping the arm, the back.
Her fingers were in his mouth. I don't know, man. And so that immediately exploded. Can you imagine touching down in Vietnam for state business and this happens? And that happens. Don't do that stuff by the door. How do you not know that door is being open? Also, like, just be a little bit more aware. Good heavens. But they've been having to deal with this for the past like 2 days now. So they're like, oh my gosh, we were just joking around. And oh, the office downplays it. They're joking around. They had a body language expert, a couple of different. So the British publications love getting body language experts. And they said, well, this shove tells you about the power play in the marriage. And he was mad. They said he made a fist, like Arthur, that anteater from PBS. Like he made a fist, like after, you know, like down by his side, like, oh, he was mad. And yeah, so they said that he was angry about it. But that wasn't a slap.
Apparently, we have another angle of this slap. Let's take a look at this. It's another angle.
Is it another angle?
Take a look
angle?
At this one.
And put that.
This
oh,
up.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
there it is.
Yeah, she's a total
oh,
punch.
Man. Mm-hmm. That looks brutal.
The Macron goes, push in the face by wife was joke, not domestic dispute. That's the BBC. Horsing around, USA Today. Their scandal, leave it to the New York Post. Their scandal-plagued relationship from student-teacher affair to this shocking physical altercation. I mean, I just think it gives some insight into the power play, into their relationship. That's how I look at this. So I don't know. Like he apparently was, you know, he's all about hunting cougar when he was in high school, man. He enjoyed spending time with his teachers. Who knew, you know? He enjoyed spending time with his teachers. He was at the Catholic Lycée La Providence. And, her eldest daughter, he was a classmate of her, and he liked hanging out with his teachers. And they have all these videos and photos of them back when, like, he was 15. It's really weird. It's just weird, man. And I don't know. But apparently, he had relationships. This is why I think that something inappropriate was happening earlier. So one book said that Brigitte's family found out about she apparently had affairs. And the accusation was that she was having an affair with him in high school and that they got caught sunbathing in 1994 at the home of her parents, and that it was, it caused a lot of drama in the families when the affair was discovered, and then he was sent to boarding school. Regardless, he was sent away at one point because of this. So, just saying, I think, reverse the sexes. Why is it that women always are like, oh, you can't be a predator because you're a woman? Have you ever met a woman? Women are natural predators, and men don't even know it half the time. That's the thing. Like, men are all out there, and they do everything above board. Women are below board. Women are sneaky. So why don't they act like she's a predator? Kane, this would be scandalous if you had a leader in the United States today who had dated his teacher when he was 15.
Oh, without a doubt.
And then married her.
Without a doubt.
It's weird. As we move our partners at Kel-Tec, our Gen 3 Sub 2K, brand new, K-E-L-T-E-C, Florida-based company, great company, by the way. And the folks over at Kel-Tec, they have this, I mean, they have different versions of the fold in half carbine, but now you have it chambered and all kinds of stuff, including brand new 10 millimeter and everything made right here in the US of A, all American parts, all American labor, and all American ingenuity. Single twist and fold motion of the rotating fore end folds this quickly in half, optics and all. You don't have to detach anything. And just as quickly, it deploys, zeroed, and ready to rock. It folds down to 16 and a half inches for easy storage and transport. Takes Glock mags. You got a reliable blowback design, ensuring ease of maintenance and consistent performance. A 5-pound trigger pull for greater accuracy. Internal buffer for softer recoil, rails up top for accessories, M-lock integrated. It's ideal for home defense, backpacking, and camping, as well as law enforcement, school, church. I mean, whatever it is you need it for, it's ready. And they have a great, like I said, great innovative designs, and they stand behind everything that they make. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
When you're a pro, you got to do a little bit of everything. A little. A little. And even a little. And it helps to have something that works as hard as you do. That's why Valspar has durable, high-coverage paint for every job, every time. Made for more. Valspar. Pros, head to Lowe's today and talk to a pro rep about saving time and money on your next job with Valspar Signature Paint. Exclusions apply. See ValsparPro.com for details.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to the Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts. And join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, the patriarch of the Robertson family, Phil Robertson, has passed away at age 79. He was battling Alzheimer's in his final months. Everybody knows Phil Robertson and what the Robertson family did. I really enjoyed the Babylon Bee's headline. They said, oh no, Phil Robertson greeted in heaven by 12 million angry ducks. But he was very honest about, he had a real rough life in the beginning. He lived rough. And then he cleaned himself up and found Jesus. And then, ever since then, it's all history. But his family announced on Sunday on social media that he had passed. So our prayers are with the family there. Also, let's see here. Scientists have discovered a mysterious sphere in Colombia, sparking UFO speculation. Now, don't get excited just yet, people. It's a mysterious metallic sphere, and it was recovered after flying through the air in Colombia, and scientists are baffled because it was just flying through the air. They think it's a UFO. It was over the western part of the country in March. It landed and was confiscated. It weighs 4.5 pounds, and it was cold to the touch, and I don't know. I don't think it's an alien in origin. It looks pretty. You think it does?
It's an unidentified flying object.
Well, I can throw a shoe in the air and it could be captured on radar.
Identified it as a shoe. It's not a UFO.
Well, for a moment, it's unidentified. This is a big silver ball. It honestly looks like something you'd get at Home Goods and you'd put in a wooden bowl on your coffee table. That's like apparently the big thing, says Instagram, is to put balls in a bowl on your coffee table. Yeah, so that would be, you know, just that's what it looks like. Let's see. The FBI has announced new probes into the Dobbs Supreme Court leak and the White House cocaine in the cubby incident. Oh, really? I think we're finally going to get to the end of it. Dana, why are we wasting our time on this stuff? Why can't we just do other? I want to waste time being petty. If you're being petty, it's not wasting time. That's a treat yourself, okay? Treat yourself. Let's investigate the cubby cocaine. All about that, right? I do wonder whose it is, though. Their name probably couldn't rhyme with Schmunter Meiden, I'm positive. And people are trying to buy 100% made in America, but it's really, really hard. We're going to talk about some of this coming up. It's a Wall Street Journal piece. Stick with us.
But in this moment, this morning, our sacred rule of law is under attack. Journalism is under attack. Universities are under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. And insidious fear is reaching through our schools, our businesses, our homes, and into our private thoughts. The fear to speak in America. Power can...
I'm already falling asleep with this guy. Jiminy Christmas. I could play this and just fall asleep at night. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. That's, what's his face? Scott Pelley with 60 minutes, whatever. I don't care. Can you just give a commencement address where you're not a jackwagon and you don't have to, you know, turn your own crank about your political beef? Is that possible? Oh my gosh. Can't even have a graduation. Can't even have a commencement address without people being dumb about it. And I don't know what university that was at, but it wasn't just him. You also had Kermit the Frog. Yes, the puppet. Now, is it really too far off, though, for progressives, a felt animal with a hand up its backside to maneuver its mouth? Is that really? I mean, we just underwent 4 years of that ended in an administration. So is it beyond the realm of belief that we saw it with a commencement address? But apparently, there was some upset over the puppet that delivered a woke commencement address. And this was SCCU. So it's the University of Maryland. Listen.
Jeez. Well, I used to have a fun in the swamp playing leapfrog. It was our favorite game, or kind of our only game, but we loved it. Except for my cousin Albert. He never actually leapt. He just stepped on your back and used your head like a lily pad. Sure, he got ahead, but it was only by stepping on you. We've been told that that's how you succeed, and some choose to believe it.
What?
But I know
really
they're
want to
wrong.
Step on that frog right now.
So as you prepare to take this big leap into real life,
I'm gonna be like Naboo from the Naboutique, Mighty Boosh. I don't like this frog. I'm gonna give him a squeeze. That was a deep dive. So it's a puppet, Kane.
Yeah.
It's a puppet at it. I'm done. I'm just going to throw things now and we'll finish the show that way. You people who had a puppet for your speaker, you deserve it. I don't feel bad for you. People said that it was way off base. And he said, quote, rather than jumping over someone to get what you want, consider reaching your hand out and taking the leap side by side. Step the hell off. No, no. What you do and the choices you make are your choices, and that is your direction in life. You do not owe it to anybody. This is not, do not conflate this with being good stewardship. It's not the same thing. And life isn't better when you leap together. What if you change yourself to somebody like Mike Brown? Hands up, don't shoot. Oh, wait. You got to think about who you're leaping with. Just do it. Just give a commencement address. Make it about the grads and shut up. Take your little honorary whatever and shut up and get off this stupid stage with your shut up mouth. Nobody cares. But it's a puppet. I would have gone up there and slapped it. Just boom, that puppet.
It doesn't reflect how I thought the Muppets were. They were. I thought they were a little rebellious. I thought the Muppets. Remember the Muppet movie?
I mean, is this a kid thing? I mean, you're a grown ass adult, and you're standing there at your commencement address.
Right.
You're in your 20s. You're getting a college degree, and you have a child's show puppet who's giving you your commencement address. Really? Okay. I mean, I just, to me, that's like, you couldn't get anybody better. You couldn't get anybody better. You're just kind of talking down to the college kids. I don't know. I don't know. But to even, to make it a wokery thing the way that they did is, I don't know. I just kind of take a breath whenever we have these commencement addresses. I just kind of, oh, what's it going to be like? I just noticed the older I get, the less tolerance I have for any of this, to the point where it needs to be vocalized, right? And not just on my radio program. I can't imagine to have a puppet. But that's how seriously they take this, apparently. If you wanted to know how seriously they take your kids, if you're a young adult, you're in your early 20s, and you wanted to know how seriously they take you, then there's the example right there. So we had a 15-minute speech, and they had a sing-along. And so you had somebody walk up and kneel down underneath the podium and then stick their hand up this frog's backside and hold their arm up there. So you saw the person walk up there. It's not like you saw Kermit the Frog walk up, right? It's not, it was somebody, and they had to get down there and then do the frog.
So no suspension of disbelief.
No. No, that's just as cheesy and it's goofy. All of it's just, give the commencement. Colleges, just do right by the students for once in your god-awful lives. Just do right by the students and have like a decent commencement speaker, please.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hamas releases its last American hostage just hours before Trump's trip to the Middle East. Lefties in the media now insist they didn't hide Joe Biden's decline, it was their sources who lied. And Homeland Security is investigating whether Los Angeles County gave our Social Security benefits to illegals. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.